This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There was a sweet spot in this pandemic when people were getting out and about again, going shopping or going to the office or whatever, but traffic was still reasonably not so bad. Those days, for city dwellers at least, are long gone and traffic's as bad as it ever was, which helps explain why New York City has started holding public hearings on congestion pricing for drivers wanting to enter the busiest, most traffic-jammed parts of Manhattan. It'd be a first for this country, but congestion pricing is already a thing globally, as Marketplace's Sabri Benishol reports.
New Yorkers are making their feelings known about congestion pricing.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Hearings were held on Zoom.
New York City needs to embrace congestion pricing.
I just want to say I'm disgusted with this whole thing.
That's Sheila Shapiro and Patrick Johnson testifying there. Congestion pricing is like, imagine a toll road, but it's a whole part of a city. London, Singapore, and Stockholm already have these tolls. Here's what we know from their experience.
They work.
Matthew Turner is professor of economics at Brown. London reduced delay time due to traffic by 30%. Singapore's downtown traffic whizzes around freely, says Turner.
Speed is really sensitive to the number of people on the road. So if you get a small number of people to leave the highway at peak times, it has a big effect on travel speeds.
Of course, that small number of people getting off the roads could turn out to be the lowest income people.
Basically, that's the number one concern.
Lewis Lee is assistant professor of civil and environmental engineering at the University of Illinois. He says the same income problems exist with charging for parking or a gas tax, but we still have those.
You should also think of the people who are on buses, which are greatly slowed down and less reliable because of the heavy traffic.
New York plans to use the money it raises to improve public transit and to offer a tax credit for people making $60,000 or less. The review process lasts till 2023. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.